And I will accept a motion and a second for approval of item 6A through 6B for receive and file.
I'll make the motion. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously with director record absent. With that, we'll go to the calendar review. Nicole?
Good morning, President and members of the board. Not listed on your calendar report today, I have one new event. On November 19th, which is a Tuesday, the Greater Riverside Chamber of Commerce will be hosting an evening with the Deputy Chief of the Air Force Reserve. That will be held at 6 p.m. The board has been invited to participate. It's a part of the annual Raincross Dinner. It will be held at the Riverside Convention Center, and it will be a great opportunity to meet with and interact with officials from the March Air Reserve Base. We have Director Polly and Sullivan confirmed for this event. Do you have any others interested in participating? Thank you. Moving to page 2, we have the board's calendar for the next 2 weeks. Beginning this afternoon, November 6th through November 8th, Director Sullivan will be attending the NWRA annual conference in Houston. Thursday, November 7th, the Cal-DSAL Regulatory Work Group conference call will be held at 3 p.m., and that's on Director Polly's calendar. The Board Administrative Committee will meet tomorrow at 4 p.m., and that's for Director Polly. Director Sullivan will be in Houston. Director Slauson will attend the Riverside Community College President's Dinner at 5:30 p.m. On Saturday, November 9th, Director Polly will attend the French Valley Air Show along with Supervisor Washington, and that event begins at 9:45 a.m. On Wednesday, November 13th, as Paul mentioned during his general manager update, the annual business outreach meeting will be held at 11:30 a.m. here in the boardroom. Thank you, Director Polly.
For which event was that?
The Business Outreach Luncheon.
Sure.
And it's Wednesday, November 13th at 11:30.
Sure.
Thanks, Director Sullivan. Appreciate it. The Diamond Valley Lake Memorandum of Intent Implementation Committee will be held here at EMWD at 1:30 p.m. And that's on Director Record's calendar. Thursday, November 14th. Director Polly has an update meeting with the general manager at 7:30 a.m. here in Paris. Director Corona will be attending the Rancho California Water District board meeting at 8:30 a.m. on November 14th. The board planning committee will also meet on November 14th at 3:30 p.m. Director Corona. And on the evening of the 14th, the Winchester Municipal Advisory Council will meet at 6:30 p.m. and that's on Director Polly's calendar. On Monday, November 18th, Director Corona has an update meeting with the general manager at 7:30 a.m. in Temecula, and that's a newly rescheduled meeting. On Monday, the 18th, we have the Cal-DSAL Executive Committee teleconference at 11 a.m., Director Polly, and the Domenigone Basin Group meeting here at EMWD at 4 p.m. on the 18th, and that's for Director Polly as well. Tuesday, November 19th at 9:30 a.m., the SAPA Commission meets in Riverside, and that's Director Sullivan's meeting. On Wednesday, November 20th, Director Polly will attend the first portion of the Murrieta Wildomar Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook at 7 a.m. before he joins us at the board meeting. Moving to page 3, the upcoming events for the board's interest. Please let me know if there's anything you'd like to attend. The board meetings are listed for November, December, and January. And just to note for January, we've heard from most of you that the second and fourth Wednesday will work for the board meetings since the first falls, you know, on the New Year holiday. So January meetings are scheduled for January 8th and January 22nd. On page 4 of your report, the upcoming committee meetings are listed, as well as the joint interagency meetings and the district holiday schedule on page 5. Are there any additions to the calendar? Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you.
Okay.
With that, we will go to the directors' meeting calendars. Steve?
All I have is my my meeting with the general manager.
All right. I attended the customer service general employees meeting over at customer service and spoke to them. That was a good event. I got a good briefing on how we're updating our billing system, so that was very exciting. Had a good meeting with the deputy general manager on some of the administrative things that we cover in admin committee and a few others. Always delightful to do that. Cal DSL Executive Committee, some news from there. We're narrowing in on a new executive director. In fact, one has been chosen, which is Wendy Ritterbush,
who
previously worked at Aqua. We had the deferred comp admin committee meeting. Got a good update from all our advisors on that. Southern California Water Coalition annual meeting, attended that dinner. Probably one of the more unusual speakers we've had in a while there. I'll just leave it at that. I went on the first of the bird tours, I believe last Saturday. I always like to do that. And in fact, I'm having a follow-up meeting this week with one of the Audubon Society folks that wants to chat with me about some potential opportunities that we might be able to do at the, out there with the bird folks. Had a great outreach meeting with April last week in which we went over the French Valley Town Hall meeting. And finally had a good French Valley Town Hall meeting, as Paul indicated. He always does a good job with that group and updating them on what's going on at Eastern. Got some community input. Paul did a great job of follow-up of some people that thought some dilapidated school buses were parked on our property and brought that to our attention. It turned out they're actually, it's next to our recycled water tanks in the French Valley, but it's actually the school district property. And I had another constituent this week, my wife, bring it to my attention too, and wanting to know why we are parking dilapidated school buses on our property, and I assured her that we were not. So that was all good.
Okay. Director Ecker is absent, so we'll go to Director Slauson.
Thank you. I attended the Boy Scouts Distinguished Citizens Award. Dr. Martin Rex Kidziora, he's the Mira Valley Superintendent of Schools, was the honoree this year. It was well attended, and Kevin came with me, as well as a couple members of the my Director's Advisory Committee. Attended the Riverside Community College District Foundation Board Stewardship Committee meeting. And we discussed donors, and we were each given tasks on who to give handwritten letters to set up meetings, lunches, or whatever we need to do to show our appreciation. Attended the Wake Up Moreno Valley Chamber of Commerce breakfast, and the guest speaker was Dr. Danielle Kelly from the Lunch JPA. And she talked about the economic benefits of not only the JPA, but also the reserve base. There was an update from the city. They said they were starting their general plan update, their 10-year update. It's been closer to 14 years, I think. And they will be having community meetings and getting input from citizens and others. So I'm sure that's something that our district needs to keep on top of as well.
Okay.
I attended the quarterly deferred comp administrative oversight committee meeting, and it's always informative. The consultant updated us on the funds and how each of them is doing and which ones they're kind of on a watch list. Had an update with the general manager, and that's always good to get a lot more detail on the subjects that Easter is dealing with. Attended WRCOG yesterday, or day before yesterday, and the district or the commission committee increased the TUMP fees. It's pretty insignificant, but they increased the TUMP fees. Had updates, presentation from the county superintendent of schools, Dr. Judy White, and there was a discussion on several bills that I thought were, or at least a few that might impact us, and those were to do with fees that can be charged on second unit permits, accessory buildings. And I think the one I kind of looked at this morning, one of them had a prohibition on any fees for secondary units or buildings under 750 square feet. I don't know if that applies to us or not. But they were SB 13, AB 881, and AB 68.
SB, what was the first
one? First one, SB 13, and then AB 881 and AB 68. They also mentioned SB 330, and I didn't have a chance to look that one up this morning.
Okay. Thank you.
I attended SAPA yesterday, and they canceled the December 3rd meeting because of AQUA, authorizing the general manager to execute a 3-year contract with Wilson Properties as a warehouse to store our vehicles and some other supplies. And that's it.
Yeah, I'm just going to add that the lease seems to be almost less than the amount of destruction they've had to all the vehicles over there. It's just been incredible as to what goes on.
Vandalism.
Yeah. Okay. With that, I did attend the Multi-State Salinity Coalition meeting, and Jeff was there also. I'm still on the board, but Jeff is the leader of the pack here for EMWD and preparing for the annual conference in February. I did attend the EMWD Water Leaders Academy, which is always a terrific event, and I think EMWD gets a lot of acclimates out of this process. I attend the Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority meeting on October the 15th. We just went over some of the roundtables. I did attend the Paris North Groundwater Basin meeting on October the 15th. Also attended the Carl Baranque East Dam dedication. It was, I thought, terrific. I thought that EMWD was exceptionally represented with the amount of people that we had there. This really is our service area, and I know that a lot of people from MET and other people were happy to see everybody that showed up for EMWD. Later that day, I headed off to the Texas Water Conservation Association's fall conference. Their federal affairs, I thought, was extremely interesting. There's a lot of things that both Texas and California can do a number of things in conjunction for some water supply efforts, whether that be with the Bureau and sometimes more importantly, the Army Corps of Engineers. A big concern of theirs, as it is ours, is PFAS and PFOS. I thought they had an excellent panel that talked about that. Also attended the Westcast meeting, their fall conference. I thought it was excellent. They also had a great effort on PFAS. PFAS is becoming something that everybody is sort of concerned about at this point, and what they're going to do with notifications. Everybody's concerned about that. Hopefully everybody is going to chime in that they have some better science before they start just willy-nilly establishing lower limits for no real particular reason other than a claim that they might be the lowest of the states. I did attend on the 30th. I went over. They had a group from Thailand that were extremely interested in water. About half of the group were farmers. They had a professor, they had a couple of business people, and they get about 48 inches of rain in about 2 to 2.5 months. And then after that, it's dry like this. And so they have created some ponds and some small little basins that they pump out of for their year-round irrigation. And so they were, that particular operation has created an industry for them. And so it gave something for the parents and the kids to do to make money to keep them homebound. And so they thoroughly enjoyed what EMWD has here. I want to say that Kevin just did an outstanding job in putting this together and providing the briefing. There was a lot of questions and answers, and the staff at the reclamation facility in San Jacinto did an excellent job of taking them on a tour and showing them how we process water. So I it was just excellent. So with that. Okay. We have any comments from any of the directors or any future agenda items you'd like to put on? Seeing none. We will adjourn to closed session in about 20 minutes. I assume that we'll ask counsel.
Are we okay now?
Yeah. Okay. We'll ask counsel for the reason for closed session.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. We have two items in closed session. Number one, Corliss versus Eastern Municipal Water District, and March versus Eastern Municipal Water District. Both are matters of existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 549-56.9.
And counsel is available for the second item by phone, and so we can go ahead.
Great.
Without delay.
Okay.